Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gabe's feeling some kind of way this morning.
I am feeling a certain type of way. Not just because the Bears are playing. Go Bears. But yesterday, you know, I went to my parents' house like I do every Sunday to do my footballing. And then, you know, I just felt a certain type of way because as I was walking up to the door, you know, I get to my mom's house and I get to the door and then I go like this.
Like, why am I knocking on my house?
Why the hell am I knocking on my own house? I grew up here. I should be able to walk in this. I should be able to put a key into this door and turn it and then be able to walk right in. And it makes me sad that I do not have keys to my parents' house. So we're asking you, 312-591-9696. I want to know how old you are. And then I want to know whether or not you have keys to your parents' house. All right? Call me up. Now, here's the thing. I used to have keys to my parents' house.
Okay.
Just like every kid in America, because that's where you grew up at. And you have keys to your house.
Yeah.
Now, what happened was, I was at the time, I was using my mom's car, and I kind of, sort of, lost her keys.
Okay.
All of them. The car key,
that's
the house
a problem.
Key, everything. I lost everything. And then, so, my mom needed to get into the house, and then I gave her my house keys, which I had at the time. Now, this was years ago. This is absolutely years ago. But since that day, I've never got like another copy. They told me they're going to give me a copy every time. And I'm like, this has been years now where I'm literally knocking on the door to my own mom's house. And I feel so stupid, like I'm a criminal. Because there's been times where I've gone to the house on a Sunday, assuming, hey, this is what we do, football Sundays, and nobody will be home.
Oh, no.
So I would have drove all the way to my mom's house. And then like, because, you know, she lives on the northwest side. So I'm sitting there driving all the way to the house. And I can't even get in. And then I feel like that's weird for me. I feel like I should be able to get in my mom's. Am I weird for thinking that?
I mean, you should be able to.
Because I'm kind of hyped right now.
I know, I can hear it. You should probably be able to get into your house, but maybe they're like, you know, you're old enough now. You don't get to come in when we're not home. It's like their space now. The kids are gone.
Well, it's not like I'm going to go inside the house like on a random moment. Like they'll know that I'm coming over. The thing is like, my mom, mommy, you got a bad hip? No te preocupes. You don't have to come downstairs. Let me walk in. Dad, you're on the couch chilling. Let me just walk in. Don't get up.
312-591-9696. Yeah, you
are. I'm like, Drake, I'm upset.
Do you have keys to your parents' house? Angel in Hermosa Park, do you?
Yes, I actually do.
See, Angel, how old are you?
I'm 39 years old.
Damn. So, now, have you had them since you were a kid?
I've had them since my mom bought that original house that she still lives in. So I've never lost my keys, so I've always just...
Did you just rub that in my face, Angel? Yeah. The fact that I lost the keys.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you could have actually got another pair. It's like Ace Hardware back in the day. You could have got another pair.
I gotta be honest. I feel weird being like, "Hey, mom, can I get your keys so I can go make a copy of them?"
Why?
Because I don't live there.
So.
So I feel like that's.
I think I would actually be reassure them, like, if something were to happen, you have the keys to go and get in, you know, in case of an emergency, because if your mom wasn't home and,
right,
you know, that's why I have my keys, because if my mom ever calls me and she's like, hey, I forgot to put the dogs in, can you go over there?
Right.
Yeah. Then I can go over there, you know, and I'm a cab driver, so, like, sometimes if I got to use the washroom, I'm in the area, like, I just go to my
Pop
mom's
in.
House.
What's yeah.
And I'll leave, you know.
I understand. Well, 312-591-9696, we're asking you, do you have the keys to your parents' house?
Yeah, it's like an unofficial survey, because Gabe doesn't.
I don't. And the thing is, to Angel's point, he's bringing up a great one. And my parents actually asked me to do something, let's say, I don't know, like last year, I think it was. And they're like, you don't have keys to the house? No, I don't have keys to the house. You took them from me. You banned me from having keys. And now I feel like an outsider. I feel like, I don't know. Who are those people that knock on your door? I feel like a door-to-door salesman at my own mom's
something.
House. Michelle in Jefferson Park. Make me feel better. Do you have keys to your parents' house?
I don't. They took the keys when I was 25.
Wait, seriously, how did that go, though? They're like, Michelle, it's your 25th birthday. Give me them keys.
No, they said that I was no longer a kid, and now they needed their private time, which is gross. So I was like, whatever.
So gross.
Oh, your parents are getting it.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, did you put up a fight? Were you like, pero mami, por qué? Like, why? Why do you need these keys?
No, but they wanted a copy of my keys. And I was like, no. If I can't have copies to my house that I grew up in, you're not getting a copy of keys to my house.
Yeah, I had that same issue, Michelle. When I still lived in the same city as my parents, I do have keys to my parents' house.
Still right now?
And I don't even
You
live
don't
there.
Even live there? You got keys to the house?
I do.
I'm upset.
I do. But the funniest part is that I actually didn't have the keys. They changed the locks and then they gave me new keys.
Wow.
So they kept me in the loop. But
you know what it sounds like?
What?
Your parents love you. That's what it sounds like. Mom, Dad, are you listening?
Oh my gosh, you're going to make your parents upset.
Fine.
And he's going to get his keys. But the funny thing is, when my mom was like, hey, can I have keys to your apartment? I looked at her, I was like, no.
Absolutely not.
She's like, well, I need to be able to come over when I want to. I was like,
what?
No, you don't.
No, no, no.
There's things you don't need to see.
So wait, why is it that, you can come over whenever you want.
Yeah.
But they can't come over whenever they want.
No.
It's a weird set of rules there. Thanks for the call, Michelle.
Sometimes. Brianna in Mount Prospect, do you have keys to your parents' house?
I do.
So how often do you actually go over there?
So it's funny because I'm the youngest, and so I was always the one to stay out late. So I took it upon myself. So when I lived there, I needed a key, so I never had to call and wake somebody up to open the front door.
That's smart.
So okay. When I moved out, I made everybody sets of keys. So I started the set of keys because somebody was always home. We have a big family. Somebody was always home, so we never had to worry about having the doors locked.
Sure.
And so now that I moved out, I do have a set of keys. And we stay over there. I work over by their house. So my parents actually made us our bedroom, made us a bedroom to stay there. So we're welcome there whenever.
For sure. But this
sounds what she said? No, no, no. Hold on. Did you hear what you just said, Brianna? You're welcome there whenever.
Yeah, but did you also hear what she said?
I don't feel welcome at my own mom's house because I got to knock on the door.
But this is your fault. Brianna's the one that made all the keys. If you wanted the keys so bad, just go make a set of keys.
I should have made some keys. Brianna, thanks for the call. So if you're just joining us right now, again, I feel like a stranger at my own parents' house because I have to knock on the door every time I come there. Now, the thing is, I used to have a set of keys to my parents' house. But what happened was I kind of sort of lost my mom's keys.
Yeah, kind of.
And then I had to give my set of keys to her. And ever since then, it's like this like running joke where they're like, oh, yeah, we got to get you keys to the house. And I'm like, yeah, give me some keys. It's like I have a sense of ownership. I used to live there. It's making me feel weird.
I'm just picturing Gabe standing outside in the rain.
Exactly.
Mom!
Somebody let me in.
Why don't you love me?
312-591-9696. Do you have keys to your parents' house? Diane in Lockport, do you have keys?
I have the garage code.
Okay.
And I have keys to my brother's houses, but nobody has anything to mine.
Did you do it that way on purpose?
No, it's not something that anything really happened. I actually took my keys away from my son because I kicked him out a couple times and changed my locks.
Oh,
and it turns out that I can't make duplicates from this set that I bought, this new locking set that I bought. So I have to get a garage code for myself so everybody can get into my house, too.
Now, have you known the garage code for a very long time, or is it something that they change often?
Yeah. No, I have. My mom always wanted us to feel welcome, and we can come whenever we want, just, call ahead. My dad hated it.
Yeah.
But, always knock before you come in.
Sure.
I always felt like I feel like something is off.
Diane, you said it best. You said, my parents wanted me to feel welcome.
I can't imagine knocking on my parents' door.
Welcome, because I don't have no damn keys to this house and I need them. Thank you, Diane. You know what? That's what I'm going to do this weekend.
What?
That's it. You're
going to go make some keys.
You're damn right. My dad, you know what? Hold on. Let's go to a song real quick.
We're going to go to a song. We're going to cool you off. But we're going to talk to a parent who says, kids aren't allowed to have keys.
What?
What do you mean? We live there too. We're asking you a very serious question. Do you have keys to your parents' house? 312-591-9696. Gabe's all kinds of hot and bothered right now.
You know what? There's one of my favorite songs that I used to listen to all the time. I got the keys, keys, keys. And then I stopped listening to it because I don't got the keys to my mom's house. I went there yesterday.
How do you really feel?
To go ahead and football Sunday. You know, like every Chicagoan does. You go to your probably your parents' house or your friend's house to watch some football. And I went there yesterday and I'm sitting there and I walk up to the door and I go. And I start feeling a certain type of way because I'm like, why am I knocking on the door to my own house? I used to live here. Why don't I have keys to my parents' house? Well, there's a very easy explanation. I used to have keys to my parents' house. And then I lost my mom's car keys, which had her house keys on there. So then I had to give her my keys. And then ever since that day, it's like I've been banned from having keys. They've even said, hey, Gabe, can you come help us out today? I'm like, no, because I don't have keys to the house. So we're asking you, 312-591-9696, do you have keys to your parents' house? Make me feel better and say no. Or you're like Molly Milagro from Humble Park, and you say what?
Oh, they don't have keys to my house. No. My son had keys to my house, and he was constantly losing them. And I would ask him, where's the keys at? He says, well, I'm Arthur. He goes, well, don't worry, Mom. I put our name and address on them. So don't return them. They don't return my damn keys. They don't return my damn keys. They're going to take everything out of my damn house. They don't have keys to my house.
He had the...
I have keys to... Pardon?
Oh, he had the address to your house on the keys that he lost. So now somebody can break into your home.
You got to change the locks.
Yeah, you got to change the locks.
We had to change the locks. I don't know how many times. I said, that was when he's 34 years old. You don't need keys to my house.
Do you have keys to his house?
He lives downstairs in my basement. Yes, I do.
Yeah, I'm coming for you.
She's like, I just opened the door. Just out. Thanks for the call, Milagro.
That's funny. Well, let's see. Maybe it's your fault because you lost them.
Hold on. I don't know about fault.
Okay, so maybe they just figured, you know, they didn't want to give you extra to worry about.
But shouldn't it be like, I feel like here there's a correlation between love and having keys at your parents' house.
Okay.
Vanessa, you said your stepmom took them away. Do you feel like they don't love you now?
A little bit. I was a little offended.
See?
Because she was very tricky about it.
How did she do it?
So... You know, me and my dad live next door to each other. So one day, you know, she's like, hey, can I stay here until your dad gets out of work because I lost my keys? And I'm like, oh, I'll go open the door for you. So I opened it for her. She kind of looked at me like, I didn't know you had extra keys.
Mm.
So then maybe like a month later, she's like, hey, I need the extra key that you have because I can't find mine. She literally took them from my hand and she's like, I'll give them right back. Never again did I see that.
How many years has it been?
It's going to go on to a year now.
Did you ask her for them back?
I didn't because I kind of
it's
felt
weird.
Like maybe, you know, it is. She should have realized, hey, I'm just keeping them just in case for emergencies, like what already had happened. So I just felt like, you know what, maybe they just want their privacy since they're in a new marriage. So
yeah.
I just left it alone. I didn't bother with it. But I was hurt.
Yeah, that's how I feel where it's like, I mean, I don't want to be like, hey, guys, can you make me some, you know, a copy of keys to your house? I don't want to say that. And I don't necessarily want to grab the keys and be like, they're going to be like, where are you going? But I'll be back in 5 minutes. I'm going to go make some copies of the keys. Like, for what?
So I can come into the house. So I can
come
home.
That's my thing. That makes me feel weird when I say that. Thanks for the call, Vanessa. But if you're just joining us again, we're asking, do you have keys to your parents' house? And does that mean that they love you or not? Because it does. If you have keys to your parents' house, that means they love you.
I mean, if you put it that way.
And if you don't have keys to your house, no hay amor adentro de la casa. There's no love in that house right there. Danielle, Midway.
Do you have keys to your parents' house? You do?
I do. But see, Gabe, don't feel bad. Because you know what? Out of 5 siblings, I'm the only one that has a key.
Oh, so you're highly favored.
Why are you the chosen one?
I am. But you know what? Because whenever something needs to be done, I'm the one that goes over there.
Oh,
I'm the oldest.
You're responsible.
Yeah. That makes sense.
That makes sense. Well, I'm the middle child, and I don't know.
That makes sense, too.
Yeah, that makes sense, too. Thanks for the call, Danielle. I feel like maybe my sister has keys, or maybe
does
my sister's the oldest. She lives the closest. I think my brother might. You know what we should do? You know what we're going to do? I'm going to play one song. I'm going to call my dad.
Let's call your dad.
I'm going to call my dad and ask him why I don't have keys to the house.
Why don't you love me?
Why won't you let me just walk in the house that I grew up in? Why won't you make copies of the keys?
So
do you
funny.
Love me? Kiki.
Yeah. Papi. It's a beautiful day, isn't it? Already gorgeous. Looking at a high of 88 and enjoy that because the rest of the week we're going to see rain.
Uh-oh.
Kind of like the cloud over Gabe's head right now as we speak. Nina and Gabe in studio here on B96. Thank you for waking up with us. We're talking about if you have keys to your parents' house.
I think it's very indicative of how your parents feel about you. If you have keys to your parents' house, then that means that they love you dearly.
Here we go.
If you do not or they took them away from you for whatever reason, it could potentially mean that you're out of the will.
Yeah, they just don't care about you anymore.
At all. Watch this. Nina, your parents live 3,000 miles away in Seattle. Do you have keys to their house?
I do.
Look at this.
I do.
I'm feeling a certain type of way. And you know what? I'm going to call my dad.
Call your dad.
I'm like a little brat. I'm calling my dad.
Do it. Do you think he's going to answer right now?
I mean, he's at work. He starts at 7 a.m.
Is he listening right now? Let's see. Hold on.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Dad?
Oh, what's up, Gabe?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm calling from a different number. Mm-hmm. I had a question for you.
All right.
Why don't I got keys to the house?
Why don't you have keys to the house?
Yeah.
Because you're on my highly suspect list.
Oh, my gosh.
After we got robbed, I banned all keys from all kids.
Oh, is that from all the kids? So wait, does Brandon have keys?
Nope.
Really?
All y'all banned from my house.
Everybody's got a knock before entering.
Yesterday.
They're a highly suspicious character.
Do you know how insulting it is to go to my dad's house and knock on the door to get into my own house? It's my house. I grew up there. I should be able to walk in.
Well, you don't know that I run you through a security check every time you come to my house.
There's a scanner right there in the door. All right. Thanks, Dad. Love you.
Y'all have a good day.
You too.
That's petty.
That's funny. Petty.
There better be a key waiting for me when I get to my parents' house on Sunday.
Ooh, look at this. Threats.
Oh, wait. My mom just texted me. I'm sorry, Mommy. I was just playing.
I know, right? She's going to get you for that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.